Well, the first thing that got us thinking was they classified us from 1A to enemy alien. And that didn't stick well with us who were born, like I said, like my father would have taught us how we should, in case it came to that. Well, anyway, after the war started, in our block, there was two young men lost their lives at the beginning. And then we heard rumors that they were trying to form a suicide battalion, you know. And so some of the people, leaders, thought that was the limit, to say you're an enemy alien and put you in a suicide squadron. So they didn't see the trouble was we had no leaders and nobody wanted to stick our head out at when you see people getting shipped out of camp to a super camp. So at the beginning there wasn't much opposition because we learned how to keep quiet. You just stomach what they give you and just don't say anything. So that's how the camp people ran. I know that's how I ran. I was in no shape to think about anything else because the only thing we had is the clothes on our back. But as time passed, there were some of these who had guts. And there's two people that got together and they decided to walk out of camp. They said, what do you know? The sentries with guns pointing at us. They were ready to shoot us. So they came back to camp. And once you hear that story, nobody else tries it because you don't want to get shot. Because you got a heavy responsibility with your family now.